The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Come on, you should know this by heart. Really, like every week? Are we serious? Well, maybe not every week. I was on vacation last week, kind of, sort of. I enjoyed it. I don't know if you did. I know a lot of you are like, where are you? It's none of your business. That's really what it boils down to. It's none of your business. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up on the website, including, poke at me and do whatever it is you want to do up there as well. You can watch live, you can listen live. Like I said, you can take the poll. Well, we've got a new poll up on the website. I'm not telling you what it is. Go check it out. We got some great writers on the website as well. So if you head over there, you get to read some great pieces, including some of mine. Seriously. Why wouldn't you want to? Anyway, if you're not on the email list, head up to the website again. Right on the website, you can get involved, get engaged, be part of the email list. And every week I send out one, maybe two, depends on what kind of mood I'm in, but one or maybe two emails. And the one gives you the information as to who's coming on the show, the kind of topics we're going to be discussing, a whole bunch of stuff like that. And the other one, yeah, all right, so I poke at you a little bit. I want you to buy stuff from me. That's so bad, really? How do you think we keep the show on the air? You think the stations just love us and say, hey, come on down? I want to thank new network that we're on this week, as I said on the email. If you got the email, if you did what I told you to do last week or the week before, and you got the new email, you'll see that we are now on GCN Live. So you head over to the website, you can check that out. You can check it out on Facebook, Twitter, and all kinds of other places. Hey, for some of you out there who were looking, who were honestly searching, you know, for the truth in the universe, and you would join the First Church of Spaghetti, I guess what do they call that, Rastafarians? Or Apostafarians? I don't even know what they call them. The court has now said that... You know, Spaghetti, you're not a god. Although, I don't know, in some Italian households, it's treated like a god. I know we got all excited when we were going to have spaghetti for dinner. A federal judge has ruled that the flying spaghetti monster, referred to as his flying noodleness by fans and followers, is not, well, they've decided it's not an object of real religion. In a 16-page decision, the U.S. District Court of Nebraska ruled that the Pastafarianism is satire, not sacred. And anyone who thinks it is a religion may need to have their meds checked. No, I'm just kidding. They went on to say that they've made an error in judgment. Okay, basic reading comprehension. The report goes on to say, this is not a question of theology. The ruling reads in part that the FSM gospel is plainly a work of satire meant to entertain while making a pointed political statement. To read it as religious doctrine would be a little different from grounding a religious exercise on any other work of fiction. Now, Tuesday, April 12th, the ruling came in response to a prisoner's request to have Pastafarianism recognized as his religion, which would entitle him to Pastafarian literature and trappings. For example, Pastafarians sometimes wear colanders on their heads. I don't know if that's just Pastafarians. You know what I'm saying? The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster maintains a website where it offers ordinations to the church for a $25 donation. Some claim that the church is purely a thought experiment on satire as well. The church's website says that these people are mistaken. The Church of FSM is legitimate and backed by hard science. Anything that comes across as humor or satire is purely coincidental. Can somebody send me a link? I would love this. Send me a link to the hard science that shows that the his holy spaghettiness actually exists. Now, I'll tell you what. Again, as I said earlier, in my home, okay, in my table a couple times a week, yes, we do have his holiness on the plate. But I don't worship it. I eat it. And then usually a day or two later, I flush it. I don't know how that goes down in the church. I don't know what kind of church dogma that lines up with. The Pastafarianism was created in 2005 as a means of protesting the Kansas State Board of Education's decision to include intelligent design, the notion that the universe is so complex it must be a work of some unknown designer, in science curriculum, which is really funny because it's still called the theory of evolution. Right? So why not offer, quote, other theories? Why would that be so terribly bad? There are Pastafarian groups around the world that frequently gather for events involving pasta, meatballs, and alcohol. That is not a Pastafarian event. That is dinner at Grandma's on Sunday. Come on, anybody with me? Seriously. Let me see. They gather for meatballs and alcohol. Alcohol, what, wine? Some have won the right to wear colanders on their heads for driver's licenses and other government-issued identification. You know, I've been right all along. The Mayans were right. When they said that the world was going to end in 2012, it did. You know what happened? Yeah. It stopped in the middle of the night and started spinning in reverse. We are out of our minds here. This is like craziness going somewhere to happen. To think that this had to go, a total mockery of basic religion, don't you think? Anybody with me on this? You know, it's one thing if it was a true and real spaghetti god. Are we serious? I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, White Castle CEO says minimum wage is going to ruin them. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. An enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly. and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Hi, I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or just hop up on the website. You get a live chat room. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. All kinds of happy stuff going on. I can't get to the chat room, but our producer can, so it's not a big deal. Not right now, anyhow. We seem to be having internet issues. There's a lot of technology. I know. Yeah, really. Only when it works, right? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me. I know there's 3,000 other shows you're going to be listening to, but I can tell by your IQ level because you're listening to this one. So I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me on the air. Now, if you head over to the website, I want your email address. I really do. If you give me your email address, I send you out an email once a week. I'll let you know who we're talking about, what we're talking about. Well, who we're talking about sometimes, too. But what we're talking about and where, kind of issues that we're taking on and that kind of thing. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know there's no foo-foo here. Yeah, you look it up, right? There's no foo-foo. I don't play those kind of games. I don't have time for it. You don't have time for it either. If you want all that nicey-goosey, you know, feel-good stuff, there's about 3,000 other shows you can listen to. Check it out there. Also want to thank my new network for taking us on. We are now on GCN Live. You can check that out, GCNLive.com. Also check out the show. We have classic podcasts because we don't have any old stuff. I'm the only old thing on the show, right? We have classic podcasts. You can find those at TheRealSide.com, TheRealSide.com. Check out the classic shows, the classic everything. Anyway, this is like, I hope they're going to sponsor. I apologize up front, but I've got to say it. In the little time I spent in New York, why anybody would want to eat a White Castle hamburger, I have no idea. But apparently they do very well, and you know, in some of the stores, you see them frozen in some of the stores, and I used to do that in the summertime. I would make a bunch of hamburgers for the kids, and I'd freeze them, and the kids could just defrost them when they want them, that kind of thing. But White Castle CEO says about minimum wage, we'll have to raise our prices by 50%. Those greedy capitalists, I just can't stand it. They're not allowed to make any money. I'll go through this in a second. But New York's Governor Cuomo thinks it's a great idea to increase the mandated minimum wage to 15 simoleons an hour. The Democrat obviously has come to the dumbed-down idea by unions pushing. You know what's really funny? The unions are pushing this $15 an hour scam on businesses. I mean, pushing this because they want more union members, right? But here's the deal. In Los Angeles, where they beat up the L.A. City Council, they want an exemption, right? They don't want to pay their people $15 an hour. They want you to pay their people $15 an hour. Does that make sense to anybody? I mean, seriously, how much dope do you have to smoke for you to go, hey, that's a great idea? So, according to the National Review, Cuomo's idea of economic justice is a long way from the dollars and cents reality of running burger businesses. If labor costs rise dramatically, White Castle will have to balance its books by raising prices or changing its business model so that it needs less labor. Is there any room to raise prices to cover costs? Richmond says, we think we'd need to increase menu prices by somewhere between, something around 50%. It's not something we've done before. It would be catastrophic. Here's a thing that people don't seem to understand. And it's not even rocket science. You don't have to go to business school for this. Okay, this is a freebie. So take notes. All right? Here's how it works. When most of these McDonald's, Burger King, White Castles, these are franchises. They're not owned by that big bad corporation that you hate so much, or some of you hate. It's mom and pop that own those stores. It's mom and pop that put their houses, life savings, put their house equity, all that stuff into that. They pour it into that store. And every year, they do budgets, right? Well, sometimes you change them during the year, depending on which way the business is going. And right now they're paying those people about $8 an hour. And I realize the $15 doesn't go into effect right away. But, guys, think this thing through for a minute. Before you go thinking, me, 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 I want more money, me, 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 here's what you got to think about. From $8 to $15, we're talking about, what, $7? I mean, I don't even have to take off my shoes for that. I can count that on both my hands. And then what happens is you got to take into consideration they match your taxes. So when a certain portion of your taxes, so when your check goes up, you realize that taxes are paid on a percentage of what you get paid. So if they're giving you a raise, then that percentage of taxes they have to pay goes up. The percentage of taxes you have to pay goes up. So El Governmento is getting even more money all the way around. And then on top of this, they're now being pushed into, what is it, the Affordable Care Act. That adds to the bottom line big time. And then you've got workman's comp. Workman's comp goes up. That's an insurance. Yes, that's right, another insurance. Most insurances to a business owner, you know what they're based on? Anybody have a clue? You close. Most of these business owners, the insurance is based on a percentage of what your payroll is, a percentage of what your gross receipts are, your sales. So this isn't just a matter of going up. This is why I get such a kick out of some of you on the left that say, hey, you know, $15 an hour, it's not a big deal. So it doubles. They don't have to make so much money. Well, really, so how much money should they put aside for equipment that breaks down? Can they dip in all the employees' paychecks when something breaks down because they've given them all the money? How does that work? How do they open up the second store? Because they don't make any real money when they open up the first store. They kind of get by. They're not lining their pockets with silver and gold. Do you know what I mean? So when do you wake up and really understand? So anyway, to think that these businesses can raise or double, think about that. You're doubling their minimum wage. I mean, you're doubling their employee expenses. So if a company's got 10 employees in the budget, they're scheduled for 10 employees, and then all of a sudden, they've got to double the wage, they've got to add Obamacare, they've got to pay more in taxes, who do you think's going to lose their job? You think it's going to be one of the owners? And is there's already history around this $15 an hour wage increase. Right? There's old history. And we'll deal with this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Really, don't go far. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or hop up on the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be involved in the conversation, live chat room going on up there. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. The 855-REAL-JOE is the number, 855, not Joey, 855-REAL-JOE is the real number. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me. We were talking about the 15-hour minimum wage. No big whip, right? At least that's what I keep hearing. And let me straighten something out for you. It is a big whoop. Sorry, but it is. Most of the businesses this is going to affect are the small mom and pop stores. Now, Burger King, McDonald's, the stories about White Castle. A lot of these smaller mom and they're not, you know, big corporate giants that own these places. Very few of those stores are corporately owned. You know what I mean? And for those of you who don't know what a franchise is, go to that Google thing and look it up. Basically, it's nothing more. I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version here. But it's really nothing more than, I put up my house. I went up on a McDonald's because there isn't one for 30 miles, and I like cheeseburgers. So I go ahead and I mortgage my house and, you know, pull my life savings out. I do all this fun stuff so that I can open up a McDonald's, right? And it's all on me, because if I go belly up, it doesn't cost corporate McDonald's anything, because they sell that store again. Isn't that great? I get to screw up, they get to take back the asset and sell it. So when I'm putting my budget together, I'm figuring out what I can afford and what sales are. And one McDonald's does not make you a millionaire. I love hearing people say, gosh, if you can own a McDonald's. My God, you're making money hand over fist. It's not true. I know McDonald's store owners. I know more than one. And it's not the money you think it is with one. You have to have a multitude of them to make a decent, you know, wage or decent living. And at first, when you can't make payroll, guess whose paycheck doesn't get cashed? That's right. It's yours and mine. When we're the owners of that business. My wife and I went many weeks without payroll. Or without a paycheck, I'll put it that way. Now, White Castle is saying that they may have to increase the cost of the hamburgers by 50% if they're forced to. Now, go back and get the last segment. I'm not going through this whole thing again. It's not $7. By the time you get done with the $15 an hour employee, right? We're talking $22-23 bucks an hour. By the time you get the employer's benefits, what he or she has to pay into it, from a tax standpoint, from an insurance standpoint, all of that. And again, the disingenuous argument here is that the unions want to be exempt from it. They don't want to pay their people a minimum of 15 bucks an hour. What is, if it's so righteous, if it's so right, if it's so deserving, what makes them better? But if you think that the Democrats are really, 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 they're fighting for the $15 an hour crowd because they actually care about you, I'm not so sure about that. It almost seems like they're trying to make it harder on you. So there's more of you out of work. For what reason, I don't know. Because that's what this turns into, is more people out of work. At least, and that's what's happened in another place, Seattle, being one of the biggies. Now, that was written for the Federalist to the Federalist Papers from Kimberly Morin. She's a regular on the show. She might be on later on tonight. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. I don't think she's decided either. But you guys really got to give that a lot of thought as to what that does. Right now, you're looking at, I think it was McDonald's in California, the corporate McDonald's headquarters in California, has ordered. You ready for this one? Are you sitting down? They've ordered 7,000 kiosks. You know, self-ordering machines, right? Think about that. So if they're going to get 7,000, you think they're going to hang those around the district office of theirs so they can order hamburgers themselves? What do you think the reasoning behind that is? Come on, use that brain. Use what God gave you. And now, and then what we're hearing, what we're reading, hearing, whatever. Oh, no, I'm going to have a field day with this. We may end up the hour with this one. The McDonald's, again, 7,000 touch screen cashiers. Go ahead and argue with that one. When you press the, I always love that, too. People press the wrong buttons and they want to blame the machine, which is always a kick. Can you see that now? For some of you who are as old as I am, can you see that now, right? Welcome to McDonald's. My name is Hal, or Hal 9000. May I take your order? When you think of how far computers have come, voice recognition or any of that, this is a slam dunk. This is almost a no-brainer, is it not? Now, I think was it last year? McDonald's hired about 62,000. Think about that. With all the things going on. Remember, I've been telling you, when you see these numbers from the government, they're all a bunch of hooey. They really are. Because they talk about how many jobs have been added, but they never tell you whether they're full or part-time jobs. Now, McDonald's added 62,000 employees to its roster last year. And in Europe, they're having a real problem. Now, they're actually starting these touchscreen machines or touchscreen kiosks, moving them through Europe. Now, the move is designed to boost efficiency and make ordering a little bit more convenient for customers. I don't know how you make it more convenient. I like talking to people when it comes to fast food joints. Now, in an interview with Financial Times, McDonald's Europe president Steve Easterbrook said that the new systems will also open up a gold mine of data. McDonald's could potentially track every Big Mac, McNugget, large shake you order. A calorie count? Oh, I don't want to know how many calories I'm eating. Do you? I think they're doing that to scare us. What do you think? The touchscreens will only accept debit or credit cards, adding the slow death of cash. You know, this talk that they're trying to get rid of cash in this country, that the government no longer wants to have to deal with it. I don't mind cash. I like cash. But they don't want it. They want everything on a number. They want everything on a debit card, credit card, that kind of thing. And that adds more to the bottom line, too, people. Every time you go in there and give them a debit card, I'm not telling you not to. But there's a percentage that those people take from them. You buy $3 worth of food, the vendor doesn't get $3. Burger King doesn't get $3 on that. They'll get like $2.92 or $2.90, whatever works out to be. They're banking on millions of transactions a day. So think about all the data they're going to be able to collect in you as you put your little debit card in that machine. Now, this is just the start of an overall worldwide revamp of McDonald's. This isn't just a test. This is the beginning of. No old-fashioned golden arches, right, with a bunch of people. Yeah, that clown was pretty, that clown was pretty creepy, wasn't it? That they had in the old days. Go look up the original McDonald's clown. The original Ronald McDonald. This puts McDonald one step closer to opening up a first Alphaville location, at least a new computer. They're trying out one place that might be almost, mind you, 100% computer, 100% robot-oriented. Can you imagine? Go back and argue with that thing. That would be a lot of fun. Seriously. Now, California's minimum wage hike has hit the L.A. apparel industry. Wait till you hear what it's doing to jobs. All the left people, they're the ones putting these things in your face. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in just a minute.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
Hey, man. I don't see that going to school. No! Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
I ain't going nowhere no more, no how, no way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, Kimberly, my Boston was coming out. That's bad. Morin will join me in the next hour. She was the writer of that last article, plus so many others. And she is like our New Hampshire person on the ground. Or if you're from Boston, it's New Hampshire. Person on the ground there. And she, she, let me tell you what. She's got more, you see the Energizer bunny on TV? She's got more energy than that person. Let me tell you what. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I am Joe Messina. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. And, man, there are so many, I'm talking so many crazy stuff going on in the around the world today. And I think I think a lot of this stuff, so we're so distracted by $15 an hour minimum wages that we just can't pay attention. You know what I'm saying? We just can't pay attention to all of this. Now, California minimum wage hike hits the L.A. apparel industry hard. And it doesn't matter how many companies leave. It doesn't matter, You know, Governor Brown here in California, the show originates out of California. Governor Brown here in California doesn't seem to care. We lost 9,000. I don't mean they just went under. We lost 9,000 businesses. I think what I had read was this since 2011 or 12. Come on, think about that in an economy. Everywhere from, you know, 600 employees down. 9,000 businesses. A small amount went under. They were done. Can't handle it anymore. Some moved to other states. Some merged with other companies. How long can you do this? And then he's got the guts that he can't prove. He's got the guts, El Governor, to tell us that that he's got a surplus budget. There's no way he has a surplus budget. I've already told you guys, one of the ways he does that is he pushes the money down, he pushes the budget, he pushes the issues down to the school districts, to the counties. In other words, if the governor of California, part of his budget was maybe mental health care for kids under 10. And the schools were to administer it, but they would reimburse the schools. Now he's got around and said, well, you know what? You still have to do that, but we're not paying for it. So he takes off his budget, and he sticks it on the budget of the school district, or the county, or whatever it is. Now, you know, as with New York and some other places, Los Angeles was once the epicenter of apparel manufacturing. It was attracting buyers from across the world. It was closing factories, sample rooms, design studios. I mean, they had it going on here in L.A. But over the years, cheap overseas labor has pulled a lot of those apparel makers to outsource to foreign competitors. Right? Look at your clothes. They're coming out of Taiwan, Vietnam, China. Why do you think they're doing that? See, and here's the thing. You know, those terrible companies. They do cheap labor. They don't care who does it. They don't care what kids are wearing, who's doing what. No, this is your fault. First of all, you scream about paying big bucks for pants and shirts and everything else. And I scream, too. I'm with you. I don't want to pay 50, 60 bucks for a shirt. All right? I mean, I'm there. But you can't have it both ways. What was it? Apple was saying that if they had to make the iPhone here in this country, that becomes a $1,200 phone. Not a $500 or $600, but a $1,200 phone. It almost doubles in price. So you got these people over there in China. I can't remember the name of the factory. Making these phones for you. And I love you guys on the left. I just love you guys. You talk about what's right. You talk about the $15 an hour wage. Everybody deserves a living wage. The person that doesn't deserve a living wage in your world is the one that makes your phone. Isn't that great? So when it comes to the stuff that you want, your phone, your iPad, those kind of things, you're good. You're good with paying that little one 15 bucks a week. I know some of you can say, well, it's easy. That's like $3,000 a week here for us. I don't care. Because I know in those factories where they're making those phones, guess what? They're working 11 and 12 days a week. They have four to a room and two beds to a room. You know why? Because two are out working the floor at any given point in time. So they share the same bed, the same mattress, the same pillow, the same sheets, everything. They live there because it would take them too long to get home and back again. Now, you could say they choose that, not so true. You realize that these people living in really bad areas, when they've got their kids or got young ones or somebody from the family is working in one of those plants, one of those factories, it's usually all the income they have coming in. What a son and daughter you would be if you stopped working there now, huh? So Los Angeles firms are facing another big hurdle now. Now, after they've been through all of this, and the government sees and the state sees that they've lost a lot of their dollars to overseas labor, who's paying them next to nothing, now guess what? Now they got to deal with Obamacare And now they got to deal with a $15 an hour wage that has to be implemented by 2022. Do you think that same thing is happening in China, Vietnam, places like that? These guys are going to run. They're not going to walk. They're not going to slither out. They are going to run out. But a week ago, the American Apparel, the biggest clothing maker in Los Angeles, said it might outsource to make some of the garments to another manufacturer in the U.S. Wiped out about 500 local jobs. Let me read that again. It says it's going to outsource. That's American Apparel. That's the biggest clothing maker in Los Angeles. Going to outsource making some of the garments to another manufacturer in the U.S. At least they're going to keep the jobs here. But that's 500 jobs going away. Local jobs say, see you later, bye-bye, have a nice day. Now, some company still employs about 4,000 workers in L.A. The exodus has begun, said Sung Won Son, an economist at Cal State's Channel Islands and a former director at Forever 21. The garment industry is gradually shrinking, and that trend will, you know, you guys should look up Forever 21. How it started? Oh, really? The true American dream. How it started, how it grew. This is the way it's supposed, Forever 21 is exactly the way it's supposed to work. How you grow your company. You don't grow it on government grants. You don't grow it with the government paying all your bills for you till you get rolling. The article goes on to say the garment industry is gradually shrinking, and that trend will likely continue. In the last decade, local apparel manufacturers have already thinned significantly. Last year, Los Angeles County was home to 2,100, give or take, garment makers. Now, that was down 33% from 2005. Down 33%. Now, that's according to the BLS, which is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. During that period of employment also plunged... Ready for this one? I can't stand it. During that period, employment also plunged by a third to 40,500 workers' wages, meaning... Wages, meanwhile, jumped 17%, adjusting for inflation to about $6.98 per week, although that can include pay for top executives. Yeah, they put them all together. Can you imagine doing that? The top executive gets $3 million a year, and one of the people on the line only makes $110. Isn't that going to skew things big time? Let's see... Many apparel companies say that Los Angeles is a difficult place to do business. Now, commercial real estate is expensive and limited. Yeah, I don't. Why do they do it in downtown L.A.? I'll never understand. I don't own that kind of those businesses, though. I mean, is it a prestige thing? Because if it's a prestige thing, then you're paying through the nose for it, obviously. Commercial real estate is expensive and limited. The cost of raw materials continues to rise. It can be difficult to find skilled workers who can afford to live in the city. They expect things will become even more challenging after a minimum wage hike further raises expenses. Felix Seo has been making clothes for the wholesaler in downtown for 30 years. His company, Jumpy? what happened to Wranglers? That was so much easier to say. Felix Seo has been making clothes for the wholesaler in downtown for 30 years. His company, Jumpy, used to count giant retailers like Forever 21 among its clients. But as prices have gone up in recent years, he said, those fast fashion peddlers are no longer giving him orders. They're giving them to people overseas. Now, this is, again, we'll put the rest of this up on the website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up at the top of the hour.